Stop me if you've heard this one before, ladies and gentlemen. The Sharks lose to New York in overtime. Seems like we told this story just a mere 21 days ago, yet here we are again. Welcome to Teal Town USA After Dark. I'm your host for the evening, AJ Strong, along with me, Rocket Backhander. How are you?
Hi. Haven't talked to you in such a long time, AJ.
I know. It does feel like it's been forever.
It's been like such a long time.
Yes. So, anywho, let's get into it. The first period, as I pop out the chat here so I can actually read what people are saying. 3:22 into this, Burns from Sorensen and Melker. It's a slapper from up high, puts the Sharks up 1-0, and you're thinking, okay, it's a good thing. You know, you got a team that's coming in, hasn't won a game on the road, is at the bottom of their division, has only won 3 games. However, one of those wins did come against you. So you would think the Sharks, this had all the looks of victory. And in fact, if I remember correctly, in this week's episode of the Pucknologist, when we discussed the Rangers game, Hockey Jerk like didn't even want to talk about this because it was so like, oh, that we don't even have to worry about that. This is in the books, you know, as a W. So much for that. A minute later, the Rangers would tie it on a goal from Zuccarello from Shattenkirk. Jones just absolutely fooled by a knuckle puck. I mean, that's one that even Baker was saying, you know, that's one Jones that you got to have that one. But anyway, moving a little further into this period, 13:01, Melker trips Kevin Hayes. Rangers power play looked, and they got 3 shots on goal, but they weren't real quality chances. Good kill for the boys. Then 15:45, Meyer high sticks Tony DeAngelo, and Baker actually said he thought it was embellishment that DeAngelo should have got the call. But even though it's tied after one, the Sharks were 68% in the circle, but they were getting creamed on the shot clock 17-6 after one. So, I mean, what did you see in this first period, Rocket? Were you just kind of like, all right, you know, tied after one, and, you know, the boys are just settling in after being on the road? Like, what's your...
No, it was... I know the guys on the call tried to factor in, you know, maybe a little bit of jet lag here and there. But honestly, that was not that difficult of a road trip. And I don't really count, you know, Anaheim as part of that doggedly tough road trip. I mean, it's back in the Pacific time zone. Like, it's not a big deal. They should have been acclimated by now. I thought it was frustrating that it felt almost like, these guys partially took for granted that they were up against one of the tougher goalies, you know, in the NHL. And it, you know, the first goal was great, but then they let New York score and it was like, oh, it's going to be one of those games. Great. And it didn't feel like the game was progressing offensively or defensively, really, in either one's favor for the rest of the first period. So it kind of was a stalemate.
Well, into the second, not much happens, just a little back and forth, remains 1-1. The only thing happening is Zibanejad gets caught holding Hurdle, so the Sharks do get finally a power play. And not much came of it, unfortunately. Not a lot of crashing the net, which we saw the previous 5 games, which led to success. So kind of wondering what was going on there. I also saw about halfway through the second, King Henrik, boy, he just gets his head knocked off by his own player. So he thought Henrik might go out, but, you know, stick tap to him. He stayed in. Then let's talk about PDB's line blender for a moment. We know that Joe Thornton came back today, and a lot of speculation when the line rushes were tweeted out by Kurz and the other Sharks beat writers. And I was one of those people saying, why is Timo Meier skating with the Joes? now that Thornton's back, why would you mess up the incredibly on fire line of Couture, Hurdle, and Meyer? Thankfully, that only lasted 30 minutes with Meyer up with the Joes. Then we saw Melker go up to the top line, Meyer back where he belongs with Couture and Hurdle. And then you saw Sorensen go up with the Joes. Then you at one point saw Meyer, Cooch, and Donskoy together. I mean, it was the line blender was in overdrive tonight. I don't get why fix something that isn't broken? I'm fine with putting Thornton on the top line in between Pavelski and Kane. You move LeBanc down to the fourth, but you don't mess with the second and third lines, because that is the thing that has been working consistently over the last 5 to 7 games. I don't know why you would make that change.
Sure. I think you make those changes because those are your strongest lines. So out of any of the you know, lines that you have, that would be like, if it's going to break, it's going to be the least strong line. I don't know.
It was mind numbing to me. I just did not get why you would break up your most productive line. Didn't make sense to me. Didn't make sense to a lot of people. And it took about 30 minutes before it didn't make sense to Pete DeBoer, evidently. After two periods, shots on goal would kind of even out. Then it was 23 for New York and 20 for the Sharks. So you saw them kind of flip the script. So at least they were catching up in that regard. They did fall down on the faceoffs a little bit, going down from 68 to 62%. Then we get into the third period, and right away, a minute 13 in, Kreider would score. Is it G? I always mess up his name. Every time I see it, all I do is think about the SNL sketch with the whole, you know, okay, that's, you know, an S, a K, and a J, so that's a no. But Kreider,
no idea what you're talking about, AJ. You just like completely went off on a tangent and like left me here.
I'll send you the SNL sketch. It's where the whole "let's do that" hockey came from. Uh-huh. So anyway, 8:14, Meyer. It's a 2-on-1 with Melker with an assist from Burns, and so the Sharks at this point, all right, we're back to a tie game. And then less than 2 minutes later, Kreider would make it 3-2, courtesy of Zuccarello and Zibanejad on a ridiculous defensive breakdown. Oof. Then at 15:06, the Sharks would take yet another lazy penalty. Too many men on the ice. I thought the Sharks were beyond this because we saw in the first 6 games that they took, I believe, 6 of those penalties, whether it was too many men putting the puck over the glass or when Kane put his hand on the puck. These silly, unforced errors, delay of game, that's horrible. But hey, the PK wrote it out. And then when everybody was like, God damn it, I can't believe we're losing to the Rangers, Hurdle says, oh, there's a second left. Hold my beer. Besides, I still have a score streak to worry about because I was on a 6-game point streak with Couture. And so what happens? Hurdle puts it in with 1.8 seconds left, courtesy of Couture and Meyer. Again, that line, just saying. And after the end of the regulation time, faceoffs 34, Sharks 32. Sorry, I'm sorry, not face, shots on goal. I'm sorry. 34 for New York, San Jose with 32. Again, only the second time this season the Sharks have been outshot, which is a little surprising, but there was a lot of shots from the perimeter tonight. I don't know why they stopped crashing.
It's hard to shoot the puck when you don't have possession of the puck, AJ.
That is true, but there was more than a few times, especially towards the end, where you could see that the guys were kind of like, okay, you know, we're in like hurry up mode, let's do it. So it was all of a sudden, instead of taking the puck down low when they had possession, it was back to the same old Sharks of just shooting, slamming it in from the corner, a couple one and duns. I don't know why they got away from what was successful earlier. We go to overtime. And this is the fun part because LeBanc trips Hayes halfway through overtime. And when it, with about 25 seconds left, then New York takes a penalty in OT. I've seen a penalty called in OT. It's rare, but it does happen. I can't remember the last time I've seen two penalties called in OT. So that was kind of interesting. So the Sharks do finish on the power play, still aren't able to finish. And we go to the shootout. Hertl and Couture and Pavelski, all of them pretty much shots were about center mass with the exception of Hertl, who looked like he was trying to do the same shot that he like put Baron into retirement with. Zuccarello and Zibanejad would get stoned, but Shattenkirk would break through at the end to give the Rangers the 4-3 win. Next up is Columbus, who was 6-5-0 and just lost to Detroit. And as we spoke earlier on the Pucknologist, Columbus is that fart in an elevator that you don't know what they're going to do. They have lost to teams that they should have beat. Hello, Detroit. And they've beaten teams that on paper you would think that Columbus would lose to. So
I just want to know why they didn't send Donskoy out there. I mean, you've seen his highlight reel of just like filthy, greasy shootout goals. I've seen his highlight reel of filthy, greasy shootout goals. Everybody in the chat should probably go watch Donskoy's highlight reel of grease. I'm not even talking NHL shootout. Oh man, this kid's real. So, why didn't they send Donskoy out there is what I want to know.
He probably would have been fourth on the list, I would say.
No, he should have been like first or second. Mm-mm.
Well, but conversely for me, my thing is I would have rather have seen Meyer shoot third. The kid is on fire right now. You know, I would have just sent that whole line out there, Hertl, Couture, and Meyer. I mean, they're all on fire.
California Cruz in the chat says we're still in first. Stop complaining. Oh, honey. Complaining is our brand. Come on now. We have nothing better to do than be sensitive about Sharks hockey. Come on now.
Yeah, but hold on. Saying we're still in first, that's like, you know, only because the Sharks got a charity point, you know. Yeah, had Hertl not finished that off,
AJ, we just happen to adhere to them.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, Hertl doesn't score in that final second, and Calgary is number one, which of course we all predicted. You know, along with Vancouver being up there, I can't wait to see. Like, take a snapshot of what the standings are in the Pacific right now, because it's going to be really fun to watch how much they change over the next 70 games. Let me tell you what.
Right.
So
do you think it's going to be continue to mess with the mojo of this team? And I'm asking everybody in chat too. Do y'all think it's going to mess with the mojo of this team if Jumbo is constantly in and out, like, you know, because of his knee, if he has to come out for another 8 games, then he gets put back in for 5. And if he gets taken out for 6, then put back in for 3, like how bad is that going to mess with the chemistry and the ability of this team to really be able to build lines, or is it going to be no big deal? Opinions?
I wish I could answer that. You know, that's why I just go back to that idea of I don't understand why you break something or you fix something that isn't broken. So if they can figure out a way to get Jumbo, if they can figure out a way to get Jumbo clicking back along. The other thing, too, is, you know, Kane had a really hot start. And 4 goals in the first 4 games, and he's kind of been MIA lately. We talked about it before. I liked the second line, you know, quote-unquote second line. For most people, it's the first line. But Couture, Hertl, Meyer. Then you have Donskoy, Suomela, Sorensen. Make the top line Pavelski, Kane, and LeBanc. Let Jumbo come back slowly on the fourth line. Or if you're going to put Jumbo at the top with Pavelski and Kane, fine. Then LeBanc has to – someone has to pay for Thornton coming back, and I don't think it should be Sorensen moving down when he's had success on the third line. I don't think it should be Meyer being moved when he's being successful where he is. That's just the thing that is going to mess with me for a while that I'm going to have a hard time letting go. That's all.
See, I don't feel a Jumbo would be a good fit on the bottom six. But what do you do, you know?
I'm sorry. Someone's like going to, you know, Jeff Galooly him. Google it, people.
You know what's really funny is that, like, when Patty decided to move on and go elsewhere, everybody was like, yeah, we still got Jumbo. And now that, like, we've kind of seen that, like, there's life with the Sharks after Jumbo and Jumbo's back, where everybody's kind of like, Jumbo's back. Yeah. Okay, great. Like, Andy Mann in the chat says he honestly doesn't particularly like Thornton with his team makeup. We are a faster, stronger, and more balanced team without him in there. With him in there, we're out of balance, slower, and uncomfortable. I don't know about out of balance so much, though. I mean, he doesn't look like a sore thumb out there for sure. And he's such a big guy that, like, he covers a lot of ice really quickly. So he's still got some game left in him. But, yeah, I agree. Like, he definitely takes a little bite of youth and speed out of the lineup.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the tread on the tires of Pavelski and Thornton, there's still a little tread left, but I think this needs to, you know, this kind of needs to be it.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can see where things are moving forward. I think this needs to be it. Unfortunately, I don't have the TOI in front of me, but I'm quite sure that the fourth line, I mean, I barely saw the fourth line. Well, let's be honest, though. You know, Goodrow, Melker. Goodrow, I think, was the one thing that wasn't moved off the fourth line because we saw Melker come up. So much silliness.
That guy's just like a bucket of spackle. He just is there to fill the hole.
Yeah, but he's great on PKs. That's, you know, that's what keeps him in. He's great on the PKs.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, can we, I'll have to get the Kayla cam going. You know, I should have that. We've woken the beast.
Oh, no.
She has an itch. Deal with it, people. Sleepy. Jumbo is a Hall of Famer. Absolutely. First ballot. Legendary, but no longer a top six forward. Absolutely. I agree. So, I don't know how much more that we can get into this. Andy's, if Thornton had 14, Suomela had 11, Goodrow at 10, Donskoy at 12, Carlson at 12, Sorensen just under 12. That's decent. But again, you know, it's like, who am I forgetting about on the fourth line? Goodrow, Melker, who's the guy that I'm leaving out?
Is it Sorensen?
No, he usually, I have him in my head as the third line with Donkey and Suomela. Somebody help me. I don't know. I am having like a massive brain fart right now.
Somebody
like,
help the old man.
No, not Charche. Charche was on the, was right in the, or, oh no, Char, was Charche in tonight?
Dave Pilot says Sorensen was the fourth liner tonight. Oh, the bank.
Let me see. So if it's Shakir. Yeah, I guess it. No, it would be. You know, it would be LeBanc because. Actually, Goodrow has been centering that that fourth line when Chartier wasn't.
Quick, everybody, just start typing in names. Eventually, AJ.
Yeah. No. I figured it out. No. They were right. It was basically
a healthy scratch.
I penciled in LeBanc because of Thornton coming back. That's what was throwing me off is Thornton coming back. So thanks everyone. But
we have the best chat. You guys are the best.
Yeah. See, and to me again, I go that Sorensen being on that fourth line. To me, he's the third line guy. He's the guy for Donskoy and Suomela. But anyway, yeah, exactly. Thank exactly. you very much, Phantom.
Phantom
Thank
is you very so true.
Much. The line shuffled so much we have no idea who played. Absolutely. Could not agree with you more.
They announced the lineup, it just should say guy,
right? Teal jersey, teal jersey, teal jersey.
Yeah.
So with the 40 of you watching, just wanted to reach out to anybody who is new here and just remind you, this is Teal Town After Dark. We do this and go live after every single Sharks game. Do us a favor. If you're new here, hit the subscribe button. You'll get a notification the next time we go live, again, after every game. Sometimes we do some special things that we pop on. And don't forget, check out our Instagram and Facebook and all the cool social channels, SoundCloud, iTunes, just everything. Teal Town USA. Appreciate it. But definitely subscribe. Hey, AJ, do you think the line blender has been having a negative effect on the chemistry? Yes. I think that's pretty much what I've been saying this whole time. I don't understand why you break something or, you know, fix something that isn't broken. Hate that. Go to Pound Town on the subscribe button. I like that.
Use that some other time.
Oh, man. I think
go PD bar Beach, down Pound Town on that subscribe button.
Right. I think PDV just picks five cards from a hat and puts those names on the ice. On occasion, it does feel like that. You know, when he gets a new piece, he's not really sure where it fits in the puzzle sometimes, it feels like. I mean, granted, you know, pretty successful coach. But sometimes, and, you know, every coach is going to be questioned. And it's going to be interesting to see if anybody – whether it's Kurz or Gackle or Pashelka or any of Shalena, anybody that has access and speaks with PDB tomorrow, if they, you know, confront him on, you know, hey, Thornton came back and because of him coming back, you totally changed up every single line. And then after 30 minutes, you went back to what the regular lines were. You know, what was your thinking on that? Like, I'd like to at least somebody to ask that question. That's all.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever noticed that Pete looks like he just took a handful of NyQuil and they just kicked in? Like, even when he's angry, he looks like he could roll over and take a nap.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little, like, you know, the brought to you by Ambien sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, look at his eyes. Those are the eyes of a tired man.
Yeah. Those are the eyes of a guy who's had to go across country twice in the last couple of weeks with this silly schedule. I mean, you send him out east for a 5-game roadie. Absolutely. You know, and you play all the New York teams. Then you come home for a couple also against New York. Like, when was the last time the Sharks played the New York teams three in a row? You know, the Buffalo, the Islanders, and the Rangers. That's just fun to me.
Oh, I think that probably happened in like 14-15
possibly, but either way, but they come home for two and then they're right back out, you know, to Nashville, then Carolina, and then I mean, just silly.
Carolina's,
but
it's not that far away from Nashville, to be honest,
but it's still going from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast when they were all there, crossing three time zones. Not the most fun trip.
No.
But at least they get 10 of the next 12 at home. And what are the two away? It's Dallas and St. Louis. So, you know, they just a 2-hour time difference, and it's, you know, it's only halfway to the other side of the country. So anywho, think even though he's EK65, I think he'll be November, December when he finally gets PDB's playbook and we'll start seeing more goals. That would be nice. That would be nice. I'm fine. You know, I'm still fine with, again, the success has been Burns, Ryan, Vlasic, Braun, Dylan, EK.
Oh, Phantom 44 saying my biggest PDB complaint is his handling of young players. He fears Merkley is going to come in and get like 7 minutes on defense. And as soon as he makes a mistake, he's going to get benched.
Yeah. I like Drew. DeBoer has a playbook?
It's like a red mead lined it's like, you know, little spiral notebook.
Yeah. Oh, Andy making a great point. You know, EK65 had 29:55 tonight alone, whereas Ryan's had a total of 31 minutes time on ice in the last three games combined. So yeah, Ryan is definitely not getting trusted, and it makes you wonder, you know, how like Well, of course, Ryan's, you know, he's low man on the totem pole financially, and you just brought in a superstar, and you know that superstar is going to play 29, 30 minutes a game. They got to come from somewhere. So it's going to be the, you know, low man on the totem pole.
Kalifornian Cruisin' DeBoer has a playbook, but no line book. Yeah, his line looks like a ball of yarn.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I think I found it. Wait a minute. Yes.
Oh, geez.
Look, I found the Pete DeBoer playbook. It's right here. Look at this. This is amazing. Holy cannoli. Look at that. No wonder we're so good.
Wow. This is amazing.
Right. Thank you, Laurel, for being the commandeer.
You're the best, Laurel.
Yes. I'm telling
you, man, we are the best crew.
Yes.
Brendan Water, so it's easy to read.
What?
Oh, the playbook. It's written in water, so it's easy to read. So saith Andy Mann.
Like tea leaves. All right, so it is about, yeah, Kayla, no forwarding address. She just, like, got out. So it is about that time for your favorite segment in mine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I hope you guys are hydrated. I hope you guys are hydrated and comfortable because it's time. It's time for the NHL reach around. I mean, wrap around. It's the reach around.
Yes, me likey. So just to give you an update on what happened around the league, the Flames scared the hell out of Sharks fans when they took the Pacific Division lead for a couple hours tonight, with the Flames picking up a 2-1 victory over the Sabres in overtime. Hey, now Calgary on a 2-game winning streak. Goals, of course, from Tkachuk and Johnny Hockey. Ridge takes the win. Hutton takes the loss. In Pittsburgh, the Islanders double up the Penguins 6-3. Hey, now. But, of course, Crosby and Malkin did both get goals in that. Eberle picked up 2 goals for the Islanders in that one. Down in the aforementioned Raleigh, North Carolina, the Hurricanes take one on the chin from the Bruins 3-2. Pastrnak, Marchand, and Marchand. Scoring for the Bruins, Fairlane and Hamilton for the Canes. Then, in that weird game that I was talking about earlier, the Red Wings beat the Blue Jackets 5-3. The Red Wings going into that had 2 wins, somehow pick up a victory against the Blue Jackets. Oh, Rasmussen, Larkin, Mantha, Larkin again, and Rockets' favorite Red Wing, Bertuzzi, score goals.
You're a bum, Bertuzzi.
Bobrovsky picks up the loss. Up in Montreal, the Stars beat the Canadiens 4-1. The Canadiens just unable to beat the Bishop, if you will. Carey Price picking the loss in that one. Hey, you got to use that if you're going to call it the reach around.
You're going to call it the reach around. You have to.
Tampa Bay handing a shellacking to New Jersey 8-3 down in Florida. Oh my. And what's really funny is that I'm even looking at the score sheet. There's so many scores on here. They don't even have the goalie listed. I think that's great. You know, it doesn't have saves or anything because there's just no room. But Kucherov picked up 2. Coburn picked up 2. Nobody got a hat trick, unfortunately. Down in Rockets' neck of the woods, the Predators pick up a 4-1 victory over the Vegas Golden Knights.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Right? I know. Yeah. It's kind of, oh, good. Yeah. I want you both to lose.
I would have been like, oh, why couldn't we have had a flood?
Right?
Yeah.
Minnesota continuing their nice little run over a pretty hot Oilers team. Wild pick up that one 4-3. Former Sharks goaltender. Post-heel syndrome is real, people. Alex Stalock getting the victory for the Wild over the Oilers' Cam Talbot. Down in the desert, Arizona picks up a 5-1 victory over the Senators. Oh, Ranta, you glorious, glorious goaltender. I love. The Philadelphia Flyers pick up a gritty win over the Ducks. So we like that. But if you go back to just 2 days ago and you remember a player for the Ducks by the name of Åberg with one of the filthiest goals against the Sharks, well, despite losing tonight, he potted both of the goals for the Ducks tonight, one of them of the power play variety. So that, kids, is your wraparound, reach around. We're going to get all up in your round, pretty much is what it is. As it stands right now, San Jose and Calgary are tied at 15 points in the top two. The only reason why San Jose is up at this point is because they do have a game in hand. Calgary right behind them at 14 points, just the way we all thought it was going to shake out. So Pacific Division is there's a 4-point spread between first and seventh. So
right on track for where we expect it to be this, you know, just everything makes total sense.
And the thing that's really going to bake your noodle is Arizona has a plus 10 goal differential and are on a 4-game winning streak. So Arizona coming out of nowhere. I mean, again,
literally. Sorry.
Yeah. Take a snapshot, kids, because, man, these standings aren't going to be anywhere near what this is in a couple months, man.
They're literally coming out of nowhere, like in the middle of the desert, nowhere.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So, once again, for those of you new to the show, usually there's another person with us. We usually have a third panelist. Different people have been on the IR at different times. So, with that, we'll throw it one more time to the chat. If y'all have anything. Any more questions, comments, if you will. Desert Dogs, of course. Uh-oh, Desert Dogs, take us
dirty
in.
Desert Dogs.
So with that, we throw it to the chat. And again, do us a favor, please. If you could hit that subscribe button, we'd certainly appreciate it. And again, follow us on our social media channels, all of them, Tealtown USA, be it Twitter, Instagram, MySpace, Friendster, all of them. You know what I'm saying. Just help us out. Give us a fun little follow. We actually put up a fun video on the Tealtown Insta earlier today. So go check that out. And with that, I think we can wrap this one. Again, Columbus comes in for the next game, coming in 6-5-0, just lost to Detroit. So again, another one on paper-wise, you go, hey, the Sharks should get that one. But the Sharks should have had this one. And I don't think I saw him in the chat, or did I? Oh no, I think I do. Yes, I see him in the chat now. But remember, kids, hey, subscribe. You never know what could happen, because these right here are going to Jerry. Our buddy Jerry is going to be at the Columbus game on Thursday.
Congrats, Jerry.
He's going courtesy of us. So
is he going to see Dell in net, or is he going to see Jones in net?
I'm thinking they stay with Jones. I think they stay with Jones.
I think they stay with Jones too.
Yeah. So again, hit the subscribe button. Follow us. You never know when we're going to give away something fun. Could be tickets. And in fact, if I remember correctly, you know what? I'm just going to throw it out there now. Well, vamp for me for a second.
Okay, right. So I have to sit here and say hi to everyone while AJ runs errands. Oh, look, he's back.
Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah. So for those of you who are unaware, there is a giveaway coming on the on versus Minnesota on November 6th. Right.
Sure.
So I think we might give one of these away. And that giveaway is this cool figurine.
I want one of those.
Right? Of the shark head. So I think we might have to give one of these away. Hey, now. So again, subscribe to our channels, and you we'll be putting something together, and that way you can find out how to get a hold of one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Get that sent to you.
Yeah.
All right. See, people calling dibs. No, you got to make sure you subscribe to all our channels. might put some clues out there as to what we're going to do. Wait,
Mariah J in the chat. Did anybody watch the post-game interviews? Who was the idiot who kept asking the players and PDB about the Drake concert? PDB got pretty upset.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to rewind and look at those. That should be fun.
Well, now we have a little bit of drama in the media core. Yeah. Something really juicy to talk about.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go see if they put up the the post-game audio on that one. That should be good. Or it could be, they might have some Periscope. I don't know. Sometimes the Sharks Twitter does Periscope. Sometimes they don't. Actually, post-game, they typically don't because, they don't have a censor button. be down to a nub for the, can I unsubscribe and resubscribe to win that? No. Oh, my God. But if you want more chances to win it, you have to just subscribe to more stuff. You know, like if you've only subscribed to YouTube, that's one chance. But if you're not also following on Instagram or following on Twitter or following our SoundCloud or, you know, giving us a review on iTunes or something, like, you know, all of those things. Hold on. What? Who invoked it? Who invoked?
No, none of us. Just the chat.
I see where it came from. Okay.
That's why I'm like letting it go.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
The counter remains intact.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
You're
yes.
That guy, Phantom. You're that guy.
So subscribe to all those and there you go.
Pound town.
I like it. I need it. I need it.
Oh my God.
I need it. Oh, here. Yeah. Hold on. This could be an interesting.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. All right. So, anywho. Okay. I know somebody's screenshotting that. I can't wait for, like, the Photoshop.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
You take PayPal. Dude, it's going to be, like, a contest. We'll be giving it away. So, everybody, I sub to everything but SoundCloud. But I need that shirt. Well, see, there you go. Or, if you're not sure about your chances to win, promo pack is on, you know, sharks.nhl.com/promotions. You can buy tickets for the Minnesota game. Mm. So with that, thanks for tuning in to another After Dark. We wrap that one up and move on to the next one. Again, Columbus coming in on Thursday. And I already Venmoed him. Oh, stop, Laurel. I love you, but stop. Like everybody got all bummed out for a minute. So we look forward to the game versus Columbus. And I will be at that. I will actually be at the next three Sharks games, Columbus, Philadelphia, Minnesota. So if you're around, say hi.
Cool.
And evidently friend of ours, Jenny Hockey, is talking hockey on 95.7 The Game right now, because why wouldn't you go with an LA Kings fan to talk about the Sharks game that happened tonight between New York?
That makes so much sense.
That's so 95.7. But we love Jenny. Jenny's tight. She's good. She knows her stuff.
Sure.
So with that, everybody, have a fantastic night. We'll see you after Columbus. Subscribe, people. Pound town. I forgot. I'm sorry. Oh, thanks, Jerry. Keep it real. Keep it teal.
Yeah.
Keep it real teal. See you on Thursday.